trespass, to be a repair of the breach, to let the Lord guide us continually, our soul satisfied in drought, and us being like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And when we call, God said, verse 9, I'll answer you. And when you say, hey, Lord, you say, well, here I am. Quit yelling at me. You're closer than you thought. You get close to God, and God begins to answer you because you got old pride and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, pride of life, all that mess out of your heart. Your heart's pure, unaffected by the roar of the crowd. Yeah, the crowd is miserable. The crowd is carnal. The crowd is fleshly. The crowd's like that bunch of Moses back there in the 32nd chapter of Exodus. Oh, Lord, what a great place to go. Had a golden calf out there because the man with a muscle spiritually, the man who was not a compromiser, the man that was strong to stand at God's right hand, he was up on the mountain communing with God. And the church went crazy. When you don't have a strong man in the head of the church goes nuts. That's what's happening in the church today. There's no strong men. Something's happened to them. And you know what those people did? Here's what churches do when there's no strong man and God don't hear their prayers. In the 33rd chapter now, see the 32nd chapter, they had the golden calf. They even pulled off their clothes and were naked. The church is even inching toward that too. Boy, they got them shorts out and bathing suits. Next thing you know, they'll be naked completely. So, in the 33rd chapter of Exodus, I wish you'd turn there and see this. It's tremendous. God spoke to Moses and said, you going up into the land I promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I'm not going with you. I'll send an angel. In verse 4 says, when the people heard these evil tidings that God was not going any farther with them, that there'd only be an angel to guide them, they mourned, and no man did put his ornaments on. For the Lord had said to Moses, saying to the children of Israel, you're a stiff-necked people. I'll come up in the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do to thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments, their earrings, their rings, their necklaces, their nose jewels, their ankle jewels, and the whole mass of idolatrous dress. They strip themselves because God says you ain't coming out here in my presence with that mess of jewelry on your bodies. God still says it, but the preachers don't says it. They strip themselves off. God said, I won't even meet with you till you get that stinking jewelry off your bodies. Today, oh, it don't make no difference. God don't hear the prayers of a stinking church member, woman or man, dolled up with jewelry. God don't hear them and he won't hear them. Shoot. Just a stinking mess. No ornaments. He don't hear women when they wear slacks and pantsuits either. God don't go along with a stinking mess just because preachers do and church organizations have backslid, open their doors to the world to come in a mixed multitude. What messed Israel up all the way through is that old mixed multitude. Saints in here trying to live right with that stinking bunch of idolaters right there with them. You got to come out of that mess. You ain't going to live right. You ain't going to have God's favor. You ain't going to have any prayer life around all that mess. The children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. In 1 Corinthians 11, God even commanded the church of God at Corinth. He said, if a man covers his head when he prays, he is dishonoring Christ. He don't go nowhere with God. You got these old long-haired boys in churches today. God don't hear them. They don't hear them. And these old shingled-off women. God said if a woman doesn't cover her head, she's dishonoring her head. God don't hear these proud, idolatrous women. And these abusers of the grace of God in these churches today. But the Bible said in verse 11, Exodus 33, the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. Moses had favor with God. And he also had a young man. And he turned again to the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And there was only one more that God would hear the prayers. It was Moses, Joshua, and Caleb. Isn't that something? A church of 3 million people, there were only 3 men that had the honor that God gave. 3 people. Well, that's wonderful, isn't it? All these old preachers up there, panty waist, wimps, compromisers, thinking God hears their prayers, allowing all this mess. No! All right? Listen to verse 15. Here's Moses praying. He said to God, if your presence go not with me, don't carry me up hence. Don't you carry us into that land of milk and honey where them giants, them Anakims are, unless you're going with us. I don't want to go. Verse 16, for wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Now, why did God spare that church and didn't swallow them up like he did many of the rest of them? Verse 17, the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. It was Moses' intercessory prayers that saved that church from God destroying the whole mess of them. God always has to have a man as an intercessor to save his people, or he'd kill them. That's all the way through the Bible. You know, great day in this world. These preachers are a bunch of ignoramuses who don't even know the Bible. Lord have mercy. Listen to this, and you ought to hear something else about this in passing. Deuteronomy 9, verse 18. Moses said, I fell down before the Lord as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. I didn't either eat bread nor drink water, because of all your sins which ye sinned in doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure wherewith the Lord was wroth against you to destroy you. God said, I'll destroy them. If it hadn't been for one man's favor and intercessory prayer, he had the honor that God gives a man that will live holy and not be a wimp and a compromiser. And he said, but the Lord hearkened unto me at that time also. Verse 20, Deuteronomy 9. And the Lord was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him. And I prayed for Aaron also the same time. That was another preacher, his brother, the high priest. And because of Moses' intercession, he saved the high priest, he saved the church. And you remember he put Miriam out of the camp with leprosy? He stayed out 7 days and he made intercession for Miriam, a prophetess, and God healed her and led her back into camp. Why? Because of Moses. Because of Moses and his intercession. He had the honor that God gives a man or a Christian, a saint, for living a holy lifestyle and standing up for God, for his holiness. Standing up for God, not weakening under opposition. Not fainting under peer pressure. Not succumbing to the power of the group, of the crowd. Not hardening to the voice of the crowd, but to the voice of one which is God Almighty. And he's never been on the side of the crowd. Never in history has God ever been on the side of the crowd. In Noah's day, whose side was he on? There was one man found grace in the eyes of the Lord, the honor God gives, Noah. There wasn't as many people on the earth as there are now. But there's a lot of sons of God. The Bible said, Genesis 6 and 1, the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose.